Next item, item 84.
Accept recommendations of the Special Appropriations Committee for the fiscal year 18-19 Competitive Special Appropriations Grant Program.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Good afternoon, Council. For the record, my name is Craig Haynes. I'm an analyst in the city's Grants Management Division, and today I'm here to put forward the recommendations of the Special Appropriations Committee for fiscal year 18-19 Competitive Special Appropriation Grants. Just want to point out this is the third year the Grants Management Division is overseeing the administration of the Special Appropriation Competitive Grants process. In the first year, the allocation to the program was $1 million, and we awarded 20 grants. In the second year, fiscal year 17-18, the allocation to the program was also $1 million, and we awarded 26 grants to organizations in and around Portland. In the current year, the allocation to the program is $765,000, and 32 organizations will be receiving funding. So I have a few slides that shows the organizations receiving funding, the amount they applied for, the amount they'll be awarded, and also the program area under which the organization applied and received funding. So here we go. I just want to point out that of the 32 organizations receiving funding for the current grant cycle, only 7 of those organizations were funded at the full amounts they requested. And those organizations are Constructing Hope, North by Northeast, Oregon Made Creative Foundation, Oregon Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts, Portland Eco Film Festival, Portland Mercado, and a Welcome Home Housing Program. Additionally, of these 32 organizations receiving funding under the current cycle, 5 of those organizations have received prior competitive funding from the City of Portland. Those organizations are College Possible, Vanport Mosaic, Portland State University Institute on Aging, the Community Cycling Center, and the African Youth and Community Organization. Each year, the committee reviews the competitive grants process and tries to implement ways to make the process better for future applicants. A few recommendations for the next grant cycle are hopefully to start the process early in the year, having more than one informational session, and hopefully collaborating with one of the city's partners, CFPCC, to host a grant writing workshop. I want to say a special thanks to the committee members who contributed their time and efforts towards this program. I want to say a shout out to Polly Ann Burke from Commissioner Udaly's office, Christina Neves from Commissioner Fritz's office, Seraphie Allen from the Mayor's office, Everett Wild from Commissioner Fish's office, and Shana Hobbs, formerly of Commissioner Sausman's office. Commissioner Hardesty, when this process was happening, you were not yet sworn into council, but we look forward to working with your office in the next appropriation cycle. That concludes my presentation. I'll try my best to answer any questions the council may have.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? There should be no surprises here for any of
there
us.
There should not be.
I'll entertain
Mayor,
a motion.
I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fritz. This is a process established by Mayor Charlie Hales, which is so much better than the previous process, where if you happen to know a council member and had their ear, you could get an earmark for whatever you asked for, basically. So this committee reviewed 75 applications, and when I look over the list of what was funded, it's just a plethora of covering all of the many of the good things that Portland does. So thank you for your work guiding the committee. Thanks to Christine and Yevis on my staff and all the other staff members who participated. It's a good process, and I hope we will have an allocation in the upcoming budget so that we can do the same thing. And that way it's fair and equitable for everybody to be able to apply. Aye.
I agree, Commissioner. I hope so, too.
Fish.
Well, I'm very pleased to support these recommendations. I want to thank Everett from my team for the hard work and time he put into fulfilling his responsibility. Colleagues, out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to disclose that since Mercy Corps Northwest is one of the grantees, or applicants, I should say, I'm going to disclose that my daughter works for Mercy Corps. Mercy Corps and Mercy Corps Northwest are separate and distinct entities. I have not been lobbied by Mercy Corps Northwest on their application, and am pleased that it's being funded, but did not participate in that process. So I do not have a conflict that prevents me from voting on this, but I want to, out of an abundance of caution, disclose that my daughter does work for Mercy Corps. Aye. Thanks.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
I want to acknowledge how tough it is to go from such a serious issue of racism and police accountability to our special appropriations program. I don't feel able to bring the level of enthusiasm that I truly feel about special appropriations, so I'm going to just read my remarks. The competitive special appropriation grants allow for the city to invest in people making a real difference in their communities, and is one of my favorite council items. From an eco-film festival and mobile bike library to college skill building programs and services for Portlanders facing houselessness, these 32 nonprofits represent a broad array of Portland's education, health, and arts organizations. I want to thank the staff and volunteers from all the groups receiving special appropriations funding. We know how hard you all work, and we recognize your leadership and commitment that is the key to success for our city. A special thank you to Craig Haynes and Sheila Craig from OMF for managing this process, and to Pollyanne Burge from my office for her careful evaluation of special appropriations requests. Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank Craig Haynes and Sheila Craig from the Office of Management and Finance for outstanding leadership and shepherding the selection committee and awarding these grants. I also want to thank all the city council staffers who reviewed these applications and worked together to craft these decisions. I'm told it was a ton of work and it was not easy. Everett Wild from Commissioner Fish's office, Pollyanne Burge with Commissioner Udaly, Christina Nevis with Commissioner Fritz's office, Shanna Hobbs with past Commissioner Saltzman's office, and of course Seraphie Allen representing my office. The committee was tasked with recommending organizations to be awarded funding for the fiscal year 1890 competitive special appropriation grants, totaling $765,000. They narrowed it all the way down from, they reviewed 75 applications, totaling over almost $4 million in requests. And I'm proud of the diversity of organizations that they selected and the quality of the organizations. At the end of the day, they had to narrow it down to 32. They did the hard work. They got it done. I'm really proud of their work. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Colleagues, here's
Thank
what
you.
We're